We spoke to them on Friday because we knew they were going to be winners, but we had no idea how big their win was going to be. Omar and Oz, Western Sydney legends, won the block in record fashion last night. Let's hear the moment where their auction went berserk.
Who is going to start it off?
4.5.
What?
4.5?
$4.5 million. That is how to bid on real estate, my friends.
Danny's getting instructions from...
Toby.
5.
Did he just say 5?
Danny?
I hope you got the money.
Can I see my bank yet?
5.5. $5,666,066.
It is sold, and they join us right now. Congratulations, you two.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Well done, legends. How does it feel, real?
Yeah, it still hasn't sunk in properly. I mean, like, it was, we were so excited when it did happen for us, like, so stoked. We actually walked back into the room with the other contestants thinking that, what an amazing achievement for us, but also for everyone else, because the house was a lot over reserved. But it was a massive anticlimax, as you guys know. And you know what? It's a bit unfortunate.
It was a roller coaster of emotions. Before even the auction started, you guys were made to go first, and you weren't happy about having to go first, were you?
No, not really. Like, I feel like we only chatted on maybe Thursday or Friday with you guys, and I remember almost begging you to come onto the show and bid for us. So, you know what? We knew we were going to sell. We did feel like we were thrown under the bus going first, just as like, if you know what I mean. But in saying that, I mean, you know what? All it takes is a couple keen buyers on an auction day, and anything can happen. And we had no idea Danny Wallace was even showing up to the house, let alone bidding. And as soon as we saw him, we were just so grateful that people like that with that kind of money are so interested in our house.
Yeah, you mentioned Danny. We're more interested in Adrian, the Lamborghini driving other bidder. Do you know him?
Only from his first visit to the house. So he was, we actually just reached out to everyone. Our real estate said, give us a hand, reach out to everyone that you've networked in the past. We actually have a mutual friend, and they said he might be interested, but he needs to come and see the house. So that's the first time we met him. We met another beautiful family that we actually got very close to. They came to the house a few times. We also took them to the basketball as well. So everyone that was a potential buyer, we really gave up our time for them.
Because so you were like courting them, essentially, like you were.
Fair enough, as you would.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what? I mean, anyone that wants to sell a house, they want to sell it for the best profit. And that's exactly what we wanted to do. Mm. It is amazing to see that we did have three buyers with that kind of money willing to spend on this house. And you know what? At the end of the day, they're very, very successful. They're wealthy businessmen, and it's amazing to see them go up in a bidding war for this beautiful house.
So it went absolutely berserk, your auction, and yeah, all the other couples thought they were also going to do really well, and they didn't. And so you could see the drama of television was at its highest point, almost I've ever seen on watching that show last night. It was compelling. But, guys, Adrian, who's the guy who did bid 5.5 for your house and got beaten by Danny, who was wasn't going to lose the house because he obviously loved your joint, but he just disappeared and didn't bid on any other houses. Were the other guys going, where is this guy? Why isn't he bidding on our houses? Were they saying that to you guys?
And previously, I'm pretty sure that the other contestants did mention that they all reached out to him. They reached out to him before the auction. He did go and see house three on auction day. He had a look through all the other houses as he was driving by. Yeah. In regards to the block, that he was only interested in our house. He came in and he absolutely loved the views that we have because we are the last house on the block. And you know what? He said he wasn't. He would. Yeah, it was perfect for him. I mean, like it's a bit like of a young guy's vibe with the kitchen and living room and stuff. And in saying that, he just absolutely loves our house and that's all he wanted.
So he has said he's a genuine bidder, hasn't he, Aaron? He's put out a statement.
Yes, and he said that we can check his bank account. Have you seen his bank account? I'd love to see his bank account.
I do know he's very, very He's very, very successful. But in saying that, I'll give you another perfect example. There was another guy that Frank was bidding for. I think they went up to 4.5, 4.6 just before Danny bidded. He told us he was more than happy to pay 4.8 for the joint, but he also messaged us and said it was very hard. As soon as we saw Danny bidding, we knew we weren't going to win. That's why we pulled out. He actually wasn't interested in any of the other houses as well. I mean, it's the unfortunate truth. There's not much we can do with what people are interested and not interested in.
It's not your job.
There you go. Yeah, well, you've had two. I forgot about the other bidder because in the hullabaloo of it all. So
hullabaloo.
They had two other bidders.
Everyone forgets about the other bidder when there's something spicy, right?
Absolutely. He's like the grassy knoll guy.
Or was it his Lambo or did he rent it?
I'm pretty sure it's his. I don't see the point in renting a Lambo to some for a grassy
I wouldn't have
Well done, legends. Life-changing money. Your house... From afar, it did look like the most compelling buy, and obviously it was. So you did the job. Brilliant effort.